8:42 on a Thursday morning. We have, boy, sunny skies. I looked out there. We were just completely cloudy a little while ago. Now we're completely sunny. Enjoy it while it's here. Joining us now, hopefully it'll be a good weekend weather-wise. It's going to be a good weekend otherwise down in Faribault at the Paradise Center for the Arts for a big event. And one of the persons right in the middle of that is Juliana Skluzacek from the Merlin Players, and she's joining us on the phone right now. Good morning, Juliana. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Great. Thank you for taking a few minutes and being with us, because I know you'd have to have a pretty busy schedule, because you have a big event coming up this month. Every couple of years, the Minnesota Association of Community Theaters puts on a festival. Is it a convention? Tell us about it, Juliana.
Well, it's a 20-minute play festival. We call it Fast Fest. And in the odd years, we put on the one-act play festival. The plays are 1 hour long. And those are adjudicated by judges, and they go on to represent us regionally and also nationally. But this is what we do in the odd years. We're having it this year at the Paradise. I've been on the MAC board about 20 years now, and I like this because it's about a third of the work of the other one, but also most of the work is original work. So it gives, some people are bringing work that they're just starting to write, and they're, looking for feedback and that kind of stuff. And we always have workshops. The workshops this year are really going to be great.
Now, you'd mentioned MAC. That's the Minnesota Association of Community Theaters. Do I have that right?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, great. I'm reading my notes properly, which doesn't always happen for me. But now you'd mentioned 8 different performances. Now, these are from all around the state at different community theaters is it Southern Minnesota strictly, or just all over everywhere?
It's all over everywhere.
Wow, and this will give you an opportunity, or really anyone within the theater, to talk and schmooze and trade ideas with others that are kind of doing the same thing. A lot of times a community theater can be kind of isolated because just by its name, it's community. But getting out and seeing some different ideas has got to be a good byproduct of this.
It is, and it's always great to talk to people who love doing what you love to do, but also the workshops, I talked about them a little bit before, but they're going to be in the morning, and we have 2 Northfield people who are going to be giving workshops for us. Sherry Seychelle, who's a well-known choreographer, is going to do a workshop called How to Survive the Dance Audition, because that's the thing that when people come to audition for a musical that they really hate. They really worry about doing the dance audition. And then also Todd Edwards, who's a professor up at St. Olaf, is coming to talk about the newest things in lighting. Lots of people are going to LEDs and why those are good what are the advantages of that. And he's gonna talk about that as well.
Oh, I imagine those would be fascinating. The LED, just the whole landscape, what they can do, and it's you'd like to probably know a lot about that and what you're getting into before you invest the money into something like that. So that should be a pretty good conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
And then Rick Shiomi's coming down. A lot of community theaters we're really looking at how to diversify our community theaters, how to welcome everyone from the community into them. And so he's going to talk to us about that and how we can maybe get that process started.
All right. Boy, a lot of good stuff. Now these seminars and workshops that are in, are they open to anyone? Do people need to register in advance for these? Can you just show up?
You can show up. We will sell you individual tickets for the workshops.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or you can buy a ticket for the entire weekend, which is $60 for there's a welcoming party on Friday night, and then there's a
We have our all-day festival on Saturday, which starts with the workshops in the morning at 9:30, and then has a party on Saturday night after the 8 performances. Stevie Ray from the Stevie Ray Comedy Workshop up in the cities. He's sending one of his actors down to do a workshop on improv comedy. I think young people would really love that.
Oh, sounds like fun. You know, I'm also looking at the lineup here. You have a guy that's going to be teaching about stage combat.
Yes.
That's
how you can slap someone around on stage and not hurt them.
And that's, you know, I would imagine there's probably a veteran actor or actress who's been in a lot of different types of plays and such, probably have some stories about either what happened on stage or even in rehearsal regarding stage combat slapping people.
Oh, I know a story of a friend of mine who was in a show, Don Albert Lee, and was supposed to, he didn't move when he was supposed to move. Slap coming up or with a hit coming up, and he went the wrong way and he gets smacked full face in the nose, and he had a terrible nosebleed on stage. It was supposed to be funny, but they couldn't even get it when he showed up in the second act. He like had Kleenex stuck up his nose. So.
Hopefully it was a comedy.
It was, but he really got clobbered.
Oh, boy. It all looks so real. Wow. All right. Now, Juliana, can people find out, is there a website people can go to that can find out a little more information?
Absolutely. It's MACT.net.
Easy enough, MACT.net. Through that website, can you also register? Can you pay, or do you that separately?
Yes. You can register. Uh-huh.
All right. Juliana, is there anything else you need? We need to know about the...
I'll just come and have a really good time. It's a wonderful day, and it's, like I said, it's just a chance to learn a little something and get to know people from all over the place and chat and talk. And it's one of my favorite events that we do.
Now, if you're a fan of community theater but don't necessarily need to attend the workshops or anything, can you just go see the performances as well?
Yes, you can.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful.
You can buy. We have 4 in the afternoon and 4 in the evening. So if you just want to come in the afternoon, you can do that, or you can just come in the evening as well.
Perfect. Well, Juliana, thank you so much for taking some time being with us. It sounds like a fun event, a great weekend for those theater lovers right here in our area at the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. Once again, that's MACT.net. So check that out. Juliana, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
As Juliana Skluzacek, once again from the Merlin Players, and her role as a one of the board of directors of the Minnesota Association of Community Theaters. I've got Rich standing by. He'll have local news coming up in 2 minutes. MNN is next.
A patient story from Northfield.
Thank you, Juliana. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
They rely on Northfield Hospital and Clinic's urgent care in Lakeville for quick care for their kids. Darla says NHNC's urgent care is so fast, and they're really good. They're very receptive to listening and want to do all that they can for us. Read Darla and Mark's story at northfieldhospital.org/patient stories. For those times when you need to treat a health issue right away, NHNC's Urgent Care in Lakeville provides high-quality, immediate care from experienced providers. Evening and weekend hours, short wait times,